Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Well, welcome to the Pastor Study, everybody. Every time you turn on the TV, you have to be conscious that you might be lied to. Have you noticed how many TV commercials now have gay couples? There's an agenda going on. Jesus said Satan is the father of lies, and 1 John chapter 5 says the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. So don't be surprised when the world lies to you, when school boards lie to you, when the internet is telling you false stories. We need to be cautious. It's at its sickest, though, when the church lies to us. I've been a pastor 46 years. I'm an old guy. Most of those 46 years have been spent fighting false teaching within Christ Church. And God has taught me some things. So what I thought I would do on this program is to share with you through the many years what God has taught me as I have fought false teaching. This will have personal application to your own life because everybody has to fight false teaching in TV, internet, etc., etc. So would you take a moment, let's pray, and then let's talk. God the Father, we pray for anyone who's been deceived that you'll open their eyes to see right from wrong. And Lord, just show us now how to fight the lies of the devil. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. First thing God has taught me from fighting heresy in the church, number one, give Satan an inch and he'll take a mile. You know the proverbial camel's nose under the tent. If the camel can get his nose under the tent, the whole body goes into the tent. When I was a pastor in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, I had to lead my congregation out of that denomination years ago because they've abandoned Scripture. But years ago, how did abortion get into the ELCA Lutheran Church? It started out like this. Well, we will just affirm abortion for rape, incest, life of the mother. That was years ago. Today, the ELCA Lutheran Church pays for abortion for any reason whatsoever with offering dollars in the church's health care plan. The camel is in the tent. Or here's how this homosexuality in the ELCA Lutheran Church. Years ago, this is how it started. Well, we just want to affirm loving, committed relationships between two men or two women. Today, the ELCA affirms bisexuality, transgenderism. The ELCA has practicing homosexual pastors, 10 practicing homosexual bishops, and they elected the world's first transgender bishop. Now, some years ago, if you've heard me talk about this, there was 31,000 Lutheran teenagers at a teen convention. They put an 11-year-old boy who dresses like a girl on stage to promote transgenderism. That was about 6 years ago. Well, here's a brand new thing. This is an ELCA pastor. It's a biological woman who looks like a man. The ELCA calls her they. And they are excitedly promoting the fact that they are going to speak to 8th through 12th graders in the ELCA Lutheran Church. And it's not just the ELCA Lutherans that are doing this kind of thing. It's the United Methodist, United Church of Christ, Presbyterian Church USA, the Disciples of Christ, and the Episcopal Church. And it's even now in the Catholic Church. Some of us were hoping, I'm not a Lutheran, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Lutheran, I'm not a Catholic, but some of us were hoping that Pope Leo now would be a better pope than Pope Francis, who waffled on the LGBT stuff. Well, I'm going to show you another picture. This is from last week. The LGBT mass in Rome, the Gesù Church in Rome, one of the most beautiful churches in the world, hosted an LGBT mass presided over by a Catholic bishop and Catholic priests. LGBT people from all over the world came in, and the procession was led with the cross decorated in gay pride colors. So far, Pope Leo, not so good. Now, I know the Catholic Church has not changed its position on homosexuality officially. I'm glad for that. But so what are we doing? This was advertised on the official Vatican calendar. So my point is, don't give Satan an inch or he'll take a mile. Let's talk about drinking. I don't think it's a sin to have a beer or to have a glass of wine. But for some of you it is, because that's the nose of the camel going under the tent. So just to protect yourself, you don't drink at all. That's smart. You maybe remember the mythology of Achilles. When Achilles was a baby, his mother took him by the heel and dipped him in the river Styx, made him invincible. As a soldier now, as an adult, nobody could kill him. But an enemy discovered his heel didn't have the water on it, so he aims his arrow, kills Achilles in the heel. Every Christian, every human has an Achilles heel. There's a weak spot. You need to protect that weak spot. Don't give Satan an inch or he'll take a mile. I mean, I've told you this before too. I discovered my dad's pornography in the garage when I was 9 years old. It messed me up. So today, as an adult, I have Covenant Eyes on my iPhone. I have it on my computer just to protect myself from the bad stuff. So protect your weak spot, because if you give Satan an inch, he'll take a mile. Next thing I have learned from fighting heresy in the church: Satan is persistent, so be persistent back. Let me tell you what I mean by this. When I was still in the ELCA Lutheran Church years ago, the liberals in the church, the bishops and the hierarchy, really wanted to get through the convention that we want to have practicing homosexual pastors, we want to do gay weddings. Well, they couldn't get it through the convention because the lay people were more conservative. So every year the lay people would vote it down. So what did the liberals do? Well, we need a sex study for the laity. And so they came up with this expensive sex study that the churches around the country were supposed to do. Well, they did that. They still lost. So what did they do? They waited a couple of years. Let's do another sex study. And I don't know whether 3 or 4 of those. Finally, in the year 2009, they had their convention, and the liberals won because the conservatives were not persistent back. My point is, I believe Satan will not stop attacking us till we are dead. Therefore, he's persistent. You be persistent back. And how can I be persistent? How do I fight the devil till I die? Regular Bible reading, regular prayer, regular church attendance in a good Bible preaching church. And then fourthly, service. Find something to do to serve the Lord. That's a good way to fight the devil. Next lesson from fighting false teaching. Even a miracle won't turn some people around. Now, I had a friend who was an atheist, and he would say to me, "Well, Tom, if God just gave me a miracle, just did a vision in front of me, I'd believe in him." Not necessarily. I got to tell you the story of the day the tornado hit the ELCA Lutheran Convention. Have you heard this story? Let me tell you the story of this picture. The year was 2009. Lutherans from around the country were in downtown Minneapolis at the convention center. This is the year that the gay stuff is going to finally go through. The convention was, the debate was supposed to start at 3 p.m. Out of nowhere comes a tornado, pulls part of the roof off of the convention center. Across the street from the convention center is the large Central Lutheran Church, which was housing the gay lobby. Central Lutheran had put up beer tents on the lawn to work the crowd from across the street for the convention. The tornado tore the cross off this iron steeple of Central Lutheran, and it hung upside down for months like that while it was getting prepared. All right, the tornado leaves. Later that day, the Lutherans go back into the convention center. A pastor jokes at the microphone, "Well, I hope that the tornado isn't God's comment on what we're doing here today. Ha ha." And the ELC Lutheran Church at that moment voted to go ahead and confirm and ordain practicing homosexual pastors and to start doing gay weddings. Did people see that as a sign from God? Nope. In fact, what did the liberals say? The tornado was a mighty wind of the Holy Spirit. My point is, even a miracle won't turn some people around. Do you know that the ELCA Lutheran Church, since 1988, has lost 42% of its membership? And it should. Not even a miracle will turn some people around. Here's the next lesson I've learned from fighting false teaching for so many years. Few turn around. Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are many. But the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." So, I go to the conventions every year, and we'd get the conservatives, the biblical people, would get to the microphones and say things like, "Why is our denomination paying for abortions with offering dollars? Why is the bishop's office again promoting homosexuality?" And did people turn around? I know of one. I know a pastor named Dave, and he said to us, "You know, I kept going every year to the conventions and listening to you guys, and you made sense." And he joined our little group that was trying to turn the denomination around. So it can happen, but not much. If you take a stand for Christ in this world, prepare to be lonely. We're in the minority. Next lesson that I learned from fighting heresy in the church: if your knees are knocking, kneel on them. My personality type, I think this is true for most people, I hate confrontation. But every year I had to go to those liberal ELCA conventions and confront the bishop at the microphone. You know, why are we doing these things? And that was hard for me. And I'd lose sleep. You know what I learned, though? You get on your knees, you pray, you bite the bullet, and you get to the microphone. You know, maybe God is asking you to do something really difficult right now. Let me encourage you. Get on your knees, pray about it, and then just do it. I like the verse from Psalm 118. "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And then Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, "Don't fear men. All they can do is kill you. Fear God. He can kill you and send you to hell." That's Luke chapter 12. So nerve-wracking as it can be to stand for Christ, do it anyway. It's worth it. The last lesson I have learned from fighting heresy through the years: cling to God's word even when no one else does. Let me tell you the story of Martin Luther. It's 1521. Martin Luther is a Catholic monk living in Germany. The Pope in Rome wants to raise money to build the beautiful St. Peter's Cathedral. So he offers indulgences. And priests are going throughout Germany jingling their money box saying, give the Pope money to build the cathedral and we'll offer you an indulgence. We'll get grandma out of purgatory quicker. Well, Luther hears them selling salvation. He doesn't intend to leave the Catholic Church. He's just trying to confront this. He nails 95 theses on the door of the cathedral. Well, the Pope gets very angry. And the Emperor Charles V of the Holy Roman Empire calls for a debate. And Luther and his crowd come from Wittenberg, Germany. The papal delegation comes up from Rome, and Luther's going to be on trial for his life. Luther was told, you can debate your ideas. Well, he gets there, and they says, there will be no debate. Do you recant? Do you take back what you've said? And now Luther knows he's in trouble, but he said, can I have a day? They give him a day. He comes back, I think, 4 p.m, and he says his famous words, it is neither right nor safe to violate conscience or Scripture. My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. I don't recant. And he was excommunicated from the Catholic Church. His own friends kidnapped him from the meeting so that people wouldn't kill him, took him up on Wartburg Castle in Germany to hide him out for a year. Finally, he gets some princes on his side. It's safe to come down, and he starts what's called the Protestant Reformation. But the point I want to tell you from Luther is this. Cling to God's word even when nobody else does. And I got to tell you this. If Martin Luther could see the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, he would weep. If Martin Luther could see the Lutheran Church of Norway, Lutheran Church of Sweden, Denmark, and Germany, he would weep. A few years ago, the lesbian Lutheran bishop of Stockholm suggested that the Lutheran Church by the harbor take the cross down from the top of the church because we don't want to offend Muslims. You know, I've shared this before, but a woman becomes a Christian. At the office, somebody says, what's the difference between you and me now that you're a Christian? The woman responded one letter, you love the world, I love the Word. And if you're going to a church right now which loves the world and has rejected the Word, you need to find a different church. I mean, I get letters like this or emails like this. Pastor Tom, I love my Lutheran church, but now we have a lesbian pastor, and I'm finally leaving my church of 50 years and my friends here because I want a church which follows the Scripture. God bless you if you're willing to do that. All right, let's put it all together. 46 years of fighting heresy. What has the Lord taught me? Number one, give Satan an inch and he'll take a mile, so be careful for your weak spot. Number two, Satan is persistent, so be persistent back. How? Praying every day, reading your Bible every day, going to a good church, finding some service to do for the Lord. Third thing, even a miracle won't turn some people around. Fourth thing, if you do turn around, you'll be in the minority. Fifth thing, if your knees are knocking, kneel on them and just do what God tells you. And lastly, cling to God's word even when nobody else does. And I close my sermon with an old Lutheran hymn. God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its joy from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. In life it guides our way, in death it is our stay. Lord, grant while worlds endure, we keep its teaching sure throughout all generations. And I want to tell you, there are still lots of good Lutheran churches out there. It's just the bad ones you got to avoid. But yeah, it doesn't have to be Lutheran, but find some good Bible preaching church and go every week. God bless.
Welcome to the portion of the Pastor Study, where we ask Pastor Brock questions regarding the Bible. Pastor Brock, our first question today is from a viewer. Does accountability work with overcoming pornography?
Yeah, I think a young man wrote this in, and it helps. I'm not saying you'll never look at something you shouldn't again, but it really helps. So what you do, you put covenant eyes on your iPhone, on your computer, and you get an accountability partner who checks in with you maybe once a week. How you doing? And you can't get to the pornography unless your accountability partner gives you the code. It's a good system, and it really is helping people, men and women, around the country. So, yes, if you don't have any accountability on your computer, on your phone, you don't have anybody checking in with you, you're going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. But if you've got accountability, it helps. It helps big time. Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Pastor Brock, I have heard you talk about certain churches that we should avoid. How do I know if I am attending a good church?
I just spent 3 Sundays out in Oregon preaching, mm-hmm. and I preached at a good biblical Lutheran church. Not too far down the street on the other part of town is this big white building that is now a performing arts center, performing, doing opera. It looked just like a church. I walked into the building, this elderly lady, yes, this used to be Trinity Lutheran Church, but they moved down the road. They merged with 3 other ELCA Lutheran churches. So churches that are promoting the gay stuff are shrinking and dying. But I noticed, I found this postcard, this gay lesbian postcard. You can't see it because it's weird here, but it's got a rainbow on it. It's the new merged church, trying to encourage people going to the opera, come to our church. We affirm gay, lesbian, bisexual, etc. So if your church has a gay rainbow on it promoting it, that's a good sign not to go to that church. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you another example. When I was 17, I went to Outlaw Lutheran Camp in Custer, South Dakota. Used to be good. It's an ELCA Lutheran camp. The last 2 years, they have had gay, lesbian, bisexual pride camp for 14 through 18-year-olds. So, and it used to be a good church, good camp. I got this in the mail. They're trying to get money from me. Help us provide life-changing outdoor ministry at Outlaw Camp. They're not changing lives. Mm-hmm. They're condoning sin. Mm-hmm. So how do you know if you've got a good church? If your church stands biblically that Jesus is the only Savior, that abortion is wrong, premarital sex is wrong, homosexual behavior is wrong, that's probably a good church. Mm-hmm. If you've got rainbows on the side of your building, I'd look elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard you say that we should leave bad denominations, but shouldn't we stay and try to change them from within?
I tried that for many years of my life. I stayed in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and a handful of us pastors would get to the microphones and try to turn our church around. It's gotten incredibly worse. I'm so glad I led my congregation out of that denomination into a biblical branch of Lutheranism. Mm-hmm. Because, Mona, it gets to the point where it's so bad, they're just blind and mm-hmm. they refuse to turn around. And Jesus does say, it gets to the point where you shake the dust off your feet and you move on. So I'm afraid with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, Presbyterian Church USA, United Methodist, the Episcopal Church, Disciples of Christ, and did I say UCC, the United Church of Christ? I would move on from those denominations because mm-hmm. they've gone over the cliff.
Amen.
Yeah.
Am I going to hell because I stay in my church? I believe what the Bible teaches and not what my liberal pastor says, but all my friends are in this church and I don't want to leave it.
Well, I'm not saying she's going to hell, but why give your money to a denomination that's paying for abortions with offering dollars mm-hmm. or paying for sex hormones blockers for children? Mm-hmm. And the ELCA Lutherans also pay for sex change operations for adults. This mm-hmm. is in the health care plan of the denomination. You're offering dollars at work. I couldn't stay in a church like that.
No.
Yeah.
Me
I think
either.
It's time to move on. Yep.
I want to show people in my church about what is going on in my denomination, but I'm afraid they won't believe me. How do I find verification for the issues you are talking about?
I get this now and then. Somebody is in Iowa will say in a small church, and Pastor Brock our pastors never bring any of this stuff up. I bet they don't. It would affect the offering dollars. But nobody believes what you're saying on TV. How do I find verification? Kind of easy. Go to pastorstudy.org, hit the F button for all my Facebook articles on these things. The verification is in there. Another option, there's a website called exposingtheelca.com. It's got all this. Or call the ELCA healthcare plan. It's called Portico. Call Portico and say, mm-hmm. Do you pay for abortions for any reason? They do. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pastor Brock, you should join the Catholic Church, which is the church founded by Jesus himself. It is the true church. Your thoughts?
Well, I just put on the Gesù Church in Rome, one of the most beautiful churches on earth. This is a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. The Vatican, the Pope, put on the official Vatican calendar for the LGBT worship service with the Mass. And a Catholic bishop and Catholic priest presided over that. Mm-hmm. And they processed in with the cross decorated with gay rainbow colors. A Catholic church?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't remember if I said it or not, but we were hoping, I'm not a Catholic, I'm a Lutheran, but conservative Catholics were hoping Bishop Leo would be better than Pope Francis, who budged on these things. So far, not so good, Mona. Mm. So I don't think the Catholic Church is the one true church. The one true church are Christians in whatever denominations who are trusting Christ for their salvation and are following him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Growing up, I often saw angels depicted as male and female in paintings. Upon reading the Bible, I noticed they have male pronouns. Are all angels created males?
I think angels aren't sexual beings.
Okay.
Because Jesus said when we die, we don't become angels when we die. People think we do. Jesus says you become like angels in the sense that you won't get married. In heaven, nobody dies. So we don't need to have kids and repopulate heaven like we have to. So when you die, Jesus says you become like an angel in the sense that mm-hmm. you don't have kids and you don't get married. So I think angels are not probably male or female, regardless of the pronoun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have questions for one, or we want to talk about?
You know, maybe we'll talk for a while, everybody. Just thanks for tuning in. If you want to hear any of these TV shows for free, just go to pastorstudy.org, hit the button that says all of our programs. We're on the air because of the generous giving of people that keep us on the air around the country, because that's a lot of money. So if you'd like to pray about supporting us, you'll see the website, or just go there, or you'll see the address in a minute. So pray for us, if you would. That's the main thing. We want to make sure that people are going to good churches, hearing the gospel of Christ, and being saved.
Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Have a good week. See you next time on the Pastor Study.
Thank you for watching the Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write the Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.